Friday, October the 23rd. I have had a letter from the hospital to say that I have got to have my tonsils out on Tuesday the 27th. This has come as a complete shock to me. My father says I have been on the waiting list since I was 5 years old. So I have had to endure an annual bout of tonsillitis for 9 years just because the National Health Service is starved of finance. Why can't midwives remove babies' tonsils at birth? It would save a lot of trouble, pain and money. Saturday, October the 24th, United Nations Day. Went shopping for new dressing gowns, slippers, pyjamas and toiletries. My father was moaning as usual. He said he didn't see why I couldn't just wear my old nightclothes in hospital. I told him that I would look ridiculous in my Peter Pan dressing gown and Winnie the Pooh pyjamas. Apart from the yucky design, they are too small and covered in patches. He said that when he was a lad, he slept in a nightshirt made out of two coal sacks stitched together. I phoned my grandma to check this suspicious statement, and my father was forced to repeat it down the phone. My grandma said that they were not coal sacks, but flour sacks, so I now know that my father is a pathological liar. My hospital rig came to £54.19. This is before fruit, chocolates and Lucozade. Pandora said I looked like Noel Coward in my new bright nylon dressing gown. I said, thanks, Pandora. Although, to be honest, I don't know who Noel Coward is or was. I hope he's not a mass murderer or anything. Sunday, October the 25th. 19th after Trinity. British summertime ends. Phone my mother to tell her about my coming surgical ordeal. No reply. This is typical. She would sooner be out having fun with creep Lucas than comforting her only child. Grandma rang and said that she knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who had their tonsils out and bled to death on the operating theatre table. She ended up by saying, "Don't worry, Adrian, I'm sure everything will be all right for you." Thanks a million, Grandma. Monday, October the 26th, bank holiday in the Republic of Ireland, 11 a.m. I did my packing, then went to see Bert. He is sinking fast, so it could be the last time we see each other. Bert also knows somebody who bled to death after a tonsils extraction. I hope it's the same person. Said goodbye to Pandora. She wept, very touchingly. She brought me one of Blossom's old horseshoes to take into hospital. She said a friend of her father had a cyst removed and didn't come out of the anaesthetic. I'm being admitted to Ivy Swallow Ward at 2 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. 6 p.m. My father has just left my bedside after 4 hours of waiting around for permission to leave. I have had every part of my body examined. Liquid substances have been taken from me. I have been weighed and bathed, measured and prodded and poked, but nobody has looked in my throat. I have put our family medical dictionary on my bedside table so that the doctors see it and are impressed. I can't tell what the rest of the ward is like yet because the nurses have forgotten to remove the screens. A notice has been hung over my bed. It says, "Liquids only." I am dead scared. 10 p.m. I am starving. A black nurse has taken all my food and drink away. I'm supposed to go to sleep, but it is like bedlam in here. Old men keep falling out of bed. Midnight. There is a new notice over my bed. It says, "Nil by mouth." I am dying of thirst. I would give my right arm for a can of Local. Tuesday, October the 27th. New moon. 4 a.m. I am dehydrated. 6 a.m. Just been woken up. Operation is not until 10 a.m., so why couldn't they let me sleep? I've got to have another bath. I told them that it is the inside of my body that is being operated on, but they don't listen. 7 a.m. A Chinese nurse stayed in the bathroom to make sure I didn't drink any water. She kept staring, so I had to put a hospital sponge over my thing. 7:30 a.m. I am dressed like a lunatic, ready for the operation. I have had an injection. It's supposed to make you sleepy, but I'm wide awake listening to a row about a patient's lost notes. 8 a.m. My mouth is completely dry. I shall go mad from thirst. I haven't had a drink since 9:45 last night. I feel very floaty. The cracks in the ceiling are very interesting. I've got to find somewhere to hide my diary. I don't want prying nosy Parkers reading it. 8:30 a.m. My mother is at my bedside. She's going to put my diary in her organiser handbag. She has promised, on the dog's life, not to read it. 8:45 a.m. My mother is in the hospital grounds smoking a cigarette. She's looking old and haggard. All the debauchery is catching up with her. 9 a.m. The operating trolley keeps coming into the ward and dumping unconscious men into beds. The trolley pushers are wearing green overalls and Wellingtons. There must be loads of blood on the floor of the theatre. 9:15 a.m. The trolley is coming in my direction. Midnight. I am devoid of tonsils. I am in a torrent of pain. It took my mother 13 minutes to find my diary. She doesn't know her way round her organiser handbag yet. It has got 17 compartments. Wednesday, October the 28th. I am unable to speak. Even groaning causes agony. Thursday, October the 29th. I have been moved to a side ward. My suffering is too much for the other patients to bear. Had a get well card from Bert and Sabre. Friday, October the 30th. I was able to sip a little of Grandma's broth today. She brought it in her thermos flask. My father brought me a family pack of crisps. He might just as well have brought me razor blades. Pandora came at visiting time. I had little to whisper to her. Conversation palls when one is hovering between life and death.